just share with you a script that I think is extremely useful. Get rid of that there. A script that's extremely useful for vendors who have listed their property with you prior to COVID-19, sitting there thinking to themselves, we just missed the perfect time to sell and we're now stuck, and they've seen their property get less buyer engagement and in some markets a price reduction. So what I'd like to do is actually share with you a piece of dialogue I've been trialing and testing with some of the agents in the real estate gym, and we've had strong feedback coming back. And here it is. Mr. and Mrs. Vendor, no one was to know what was going to happen. You weren't to know. I wasn't to know. No one knew that COVID-19 was going to happen. If we did know, we would have sold in January, February, or the first half of March. But the good news is this. For you, you're in exactly the same position. You're in never revenue neutral. And the reason why is this. If you sell now and you sell for, say, 5% less than what you would have, the good news is that the property that you're going to buy has also dropped, which it hadn't dropped prior to COVID-19. And because you're upgrading, yes, you won't get 1 million for your home, you'll get 950. But the one that you're going to buy has most likely gone down from 1.4 to 1.3, which means that you sell for 50,000 less, but you buy for 100,000 less, which means that all of a sudden you're $50,000 better off by upgrading during the current marketplace. Now, guys and girls, that dialogue and high-level concept pretty much can work for any scenario if someone was actually going to sell and then reinvest the money into another property to move into, or also into an investment property or investing in the share market. I'm letting you know that on Monday, I'll be launching the post-COVID 21-day real estate program. The gym members are getting that as of May the 4th. And what we intend to do is go through every scenario, every script and dialogue that you're faced with buyers and sellers in your database. And I'm going to quickly run through what the 21-day program is. This is not a bunch of me getting real estate agents dumping a bit footage in there and saying, here's these speakers. This is me allocating 6 hours per day designing content that is evidence-based and time-sensitive, together with 21 other people who have worked challenging markets or are considered the best in their field. Example, Tom Ferry, Mark McLeod, Shannon Whitney, Maddie Steinwade, Gab Rubenstein, the list goes on. But let me run through the 21-day program. Initially, we start off on day one, and we're going to do how to become a black belt on the mile, on the mind. And Dr. Fred's actually going to be part of this program, is how do you become so psychologically strong and you're mentally tough that you can overcome the punches that you get in this current marketplace? Because I do believe a lot of it's got to do with your ability to change your story in the way you view this market. The next thing, on day two, we look at qualified buyers and how to prospect for buyers, ask the right questions, and then actually segment them and start working with the have-to buyers. So we'll give you all the dialogues and scripts. And every module is going to have a PowerPoint presentation attached to it. So the way it'll work is day one, you get your coaching, you get a PowerPoint presentation, and you also get one of the big mentors speaking as well. On day three, we're going to look at the scripts and dialogues that you need to use to handle lowball offers. And you're going to be getting a few of those. And the way that you can actually handle those offers, for instance, some of them, there's probably going to be about 11 dialogues there. And one of those is, thank you for that offer. That price level's already been tested and it's unlikely to get accepted. If it wasn't accepted, what would your next offer be? And out of curiosity, how did you arrive at your first offer in the first place? Day four, we're going to look at scripts and dialogues to be using to your database, because we know that there are going to be vendors that are going to be reluctant to come onto the market in the current environment and they're going to want to hold off. So we're going to be telling you what you've got to say to those vendors to encourage them to come on. On day five, we're going to be spending a lot of time on the techniques and dialogues on how to actually get a vendor to accept an offer if you're $10,000 or $20,000 short, or sometimes $50,000 short. On day six, we're going to be doing a listing presentation that you can deliver in this current marketplace and not overprice it and end up with a overpriced turkey, but how to be listing it at a level that you're going to have buyers coming through and you're going to try and get it sold in the first 35 days. On day seven, we're going to be looking at the vendor management techniques that a modern agent is using, and Shane Beaumont from WA, who's been using this technique in Perth for quite a while now, is going to show you how do you give feedback to vendors using virtual inspections and the templates and the letters that are needed to help a vendor accept the reality of the marketplace, even though they're getting few inspections to the property. I hope you can tell from the dialogue and language I'm using, this is a structured program that's got process to it and it's practical. It is actually not wishy-washy that smokes and mirrors. It is stuff that you can do out there that's tactical, implementable, and executable from the day you listen to it. On day eight, we're going to talk to you about creating the ultimate sales creator, which is I call the buyer-seller match meeting. This is something that was introduced to me by Charles Tarby. And in my own business in the early 90s, when we had the very tough economic conditions, I've got to tell you, I use this every fortnight and we always created sales out of it. It's going to be one of my favorite days. Number nine, we're going to look at how to use phase one, off-market selling. Now, a lot of agents do that, but do they really do true off-market selling, or do they just do pre-portal selling? And we're going to break it up and talk about what's off-market and what's sort of off-market and how you can use an approach at a listing presentation to get control of the listing by making it easy for the owner to say yes by taking away the friction. Then we're going to have At day 10, we're going to have our first prospecting blitz. Now, we might move that earlier on. We might move that earlier on, depending on how the team is going with the coaching. And the reason I say how the team is going is this is also not just YouTube coaching. We've actually got a learning and development system that in the back end is making sure that people are completing the modules, which is roughly about 45 minutes per day. And if you miss a day, you can catch it up the next day. And I've got to let you know that the prospecting blitz section is going to be exactly what I covered when I did one with Sarah Bell and Ray White in Ponsonby, New Zealand, where off the top of my head, in a four-hour block, we got close to, I think, 300 or 400 appraisals. I can't remember the number, but it was like over 300, and I think it was closer to 400. And we're going to be sitting there, and we're going to be having a live prospecting blitz session with all attendees. Why? Because we're going to show you what to say, who to call, and how to say it. And then you're going to go off and you're going to implement it. And then you're going to come back and you're going to tell us the results. This is what I call experiential learning. Then we're going to move on and show you what's bullshit and what's real in these new tech products, online auctions, virtual inspections, video conferencing. We're just going to show you the stuff you need and not this extra bullshit. Let's keep moving on. Next one's going to be how to overcome commission cutting and agents that offer zero marketing. And we're going to show you exactly how to actually get a vendor to realize that the cheapest agent and the best agent is generally not the same agent. And what we're going to do is we're going to sit there and go through and show you 11 pieces of dialogue that are going to devastate your competitor. On day 13, we're going to start talking to you how to create social media posts that get massive engagement. And take it from someone that pretty much does this in his own life. And take it from someone that's got 40,000 likes. We ticked 40,000 yesterday, and I've never spent a single cent on buying a like. This is organic engagement. And I'm going to show you the kind of content you've got to post in a time of chaos and uncertainty, and how to post things to get someone to call you in for an appraisal. Then we're going to look at the 7 best letterbox drops in the marketplace, ones that are tried and tested by agents at the moment that get calls in. Then we're going to move in and show you some inexpensive hardware and software tools. And this is going to be at day 15 that you can be using that are going to help you maybe reduce the need of having an assistant or less of an assistant or never having to hire one, because you can get things done seamlessly using tech efficiently. Then we're going to move on to another prospecting blitz session. We're going to have 3 of those prospecting blitz sessions in the 21 days, because my goal is to make sure that you are getting listings as a result of doing the program, not 3 months later, but during the program. Then we're going to look at expired listing strategy. And that's going to be big post COVID-19, because days on market's going to improve. Days on market is going to increase. And what's going to happen is that real estate agents are going to need a process driven that's repeatable, scalable, and predictable on other listings that come onto the market. And we're going to show you the combination of the dialogue and the letter that you need. Of course, we're going to look at non-negotiable rules and rituals and operating patterns that the great agents are using now. We're going to look at personal branding, and I'm going to show you how to shoot killer videos using a Samsung or Apple phone, and then we're going to finish off with a third prospecting blitz session. I'm going to let you know that this course is not open yet. It is going to open on Monday for non-gym members. If you're a gym member, you do nothing. You get the course. If you're not a gym member and you'd like to participate in this 21-day course that is accountable because of the learning development system, I want to let you know that on Monday, it will be up. I'm going to put it all over social media. The investment is $97 for the 3 weeks, and you're going to have access to the course for 30 days. If you were to miss a day, you can catch up on it the day after, so you don't have to stress out. There'll be content coming to you in 2 parts of the day. Why have we chosen 21 days and not just done it all in one go? Because the research is very clear. What you want to do is put people through the psychology of habit creation. Because what we clearly know is that if you go to an event and you get pumped, it's a sugar hit. Yet if you actually are gradually compounding your learning, it becomes part of you. And I'm super confident that if you get through the 21 days mentally and skill-wise, I'm going to be able to help you think the way you need to think to thrive post-COVID. Because I think there's a reset button. It's equalized everyone. And the guy or girl with the most skills, the guy or girl who is the most mentally tough, and the guy or girl who goes off and implements the new skill set needed for COVID-19, is going to be a winner. The rest, I think, will suffer. So guys and girls, I am going to put a link into the post below, which is going to show you where to put your name on a wait list so you can be the first person that gets the link to join when we launch it. We start on May the 4th, And I look forward to working with you over 21-day period to help you for the rebound post-COVID-19. Tom Panos signing off. Have a great day.